listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Kids today will never believe blank. 515-244-1033. Want you to fill in the blank. A ton coming in on the Facebook page. This got started, I was watching the NFL draft, and a dude that got drafted by the Jets who played running back for Wisconsin in college was born in 2004. And that made me feel terrible. And I'm 43. And I'm sure if you're like, Wicket, you're only 43. I get it. You might think that that is even more ridiculous. First player ever, by the way, to play in the NFL, born in 2004. From the Laser Facebook page. Again, a light open for you. You can also text 515-244-1033. Joel writes, kids today will never believe that you had to wait in line. I'm sorry, you had to wait in line for your favorite song to play on the radio and then hit record on your boombox and record it onto a cassette tape. And oftentimes, people like me were talking over the beginning of the song. So you would hear the intro to Enter Sandman, and you would be like, sweet, I want to shut up, shut up, stop talking, I want to hear the intro. And we would ruin that for you. So to that, Joel, I say you're welcome. Rowdy writes, kids today will never understand there was no internet gaming. I swear my sons wouldn't survive the 90s. See, if you didn't know about internet gaming, if you didn't know about playing Call of Duty with people all over the world, you wouldn't be upset that that wasn't around in the 90s. Like, if we took it away from you, sure. But I remember when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, like, we had the Nintendo, and my buddy lived, I mean, when you had to walk 15, 20 minutes, that was a pretty decent walk when you were a kid. We would load up the Nintendo and all of the cartridges. One of us would carry, like, the game, the system, and the controllers, and the gun. Remember the gun when you would play Duck Hunt? And the power cords and everything. And the other person carried the bag that had all the games in it, stacked all the way up. That was our internet gaming. That's how you played with the entire neighborhood. You would carry your whole gaming system, unless somebody else had Nintendo. And in my neighborhood, like, only one or two dudes had it. We didn't have a lot of money. So we would carry the whole thing over, and that's how we would spend the afternoon. Sherry writes, kids today would never believe that before cell phones, if you had to call home, there were pay phones. You had to put money in it, wait for the dial tone to then place a call. Honestly, I cannot remember the last time I used a payphone. I cannot, trying to think the last time I actually had to. What about you? 515-244-1033. Fill in the blank. Kids today will never understand blank. They'll never believe you had to blank. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, also on Threads at Laser1033. Fill in the blank. Kids today will never believe blank. Let's see. From the Laser Facebook page. Michaela's answer is fantastic. We had to buy the TV guide to see what was on TV that week. I remember that thing would come in the paper, like the weekly paper at my house. And I remember if you lost that TV guide, my mom was so angry because the book would wrap up the remote and they would sit together. And then if one was not there, oh my gosh. Michaela goes on to write, then if you wanted to record a show later, you had to correctly program the VCR. Let's be real here. No one in the history of time ever actually knew how to program the VCR. And most of us didn't know how to set the time. All right. It was either always flashing 12 or you're always an hour off, depending on what time of the year that it was. Todd writes, kids today will never believe that MTV played music videos. My response to that, Todd, is what's MTV signed kids today? They don't watch MTV. I don't think they're watching MTV. They don't go tune on and go watch Headbangers Ball or any of the shows that we used to watch growing up. That's not on Beavis and Butthead's not on MTV. Is it on MTV? I don't know why. I'm not even watching MTV anymore. 515-244-1033 to the phones we go. Laser, good morning. Who's this?
Fish and Randy, Southern Iowa.
What's up, Randy? Do me a favor. Fill in the blank. Kids today will never believe blank.
Yeah, the phone would ring and you had to wonder who it was until you picked it up and said hello.
Did you ever have, like, with friends, like, a code? Like, I'm going to call once and hang up, and that means meet me outside?
No, but I listened in on a lot of party lines.
I didn't have a party line. Everybody talks about party line. I never had a party line.
Well, it is actually you and your neighbor shares the phone the same phone line. So your neighbor could be making a phone call, and you could pick it up and listen in on their conversation.
Man, I never had that. I know I've heard of it, but I never had it.
I can remember it, but just barely. that'll tell you how old I am.
I remember when my sister got her own phone line. It was just mind-blowing. Like, she's 5 years older than I am.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
The way anybody is anymore with their cell phones, it's there all the time anyway.
Yeah. So. Hey, dude, appreciate you getting in. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep, have a great day. Stay dry.
Laser, who's this?
Front row Paul.
Paul, kids today will never believe blank.
Concert tickets were cheaper when I was younger. 15, 20, 25 bucks.
Well, everything was cheaper when we were younger, Paul. My dad used to smoke for 79 cents a pack. Do you know why concert tickets are so expensive these days?
I really don't.
Well, the number one reason is because you don't buy CDs anymore. And that's how artists used to make their money, was on CDs, when you would pay 17 bucks a pop for a CD or a tape or a record. Now, we don't do that anymore. We don't buy CDs the same way. We download a single song, we stream it, whatever. But now that's why your ticket prices exploded right about the time when streaming music took off. Your concert ticket price went way up. I know, it sucks, right? But it's like, kids today, speaking of buying CDs, kids today will never believe, Paul, you would buy an entire album because you heard one song.
I used to buy 8-tracks.
Kids today would look at an 8-track and wonder, what the hell is that?
Yeah, how it works. Where does it go?
What do I do with this thing? I don't understand. Is this a doorstop? Paul, you rock, man. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you.
Laser, who's this?
Trisha in Des Moines.
What's up, Trisha?
Not much.
Kids today will never believe what?
We used to actually have to go to our friend's house to see if they were home.
You know how terrifying it is today to think about somebody walking up to your door and ringing the doorbell?
Well, and sometimes we used to have to talk to their parents to find out if they were home and if they could come outside.
Right, and if they were in trouble, oh God, that was the worst. Like, if you're like, hey, can Timmy come outside and Timmy's in trouble? You felt horrible for Timmy because you knew Timmy did something really bad.
Well, and then all of a sudden you felt like you were in trouble too.
Yes! 100% right! I totally agree with that, Trisha. Now it's like you send a text, you send a snap, you talk to them on some sort of messenger. It's just not the same.
It's not. And we used to be able to find out where all our friends were by where their bikes were parked.
Oh, yeah. Whose house are they at? Oh, they're at Johnny's house because there's 17 bikes out there.
Exactly.
Now, do kids even ride bikes? My kids do, but they're just trying to learn.
I don't see it very often, no.
Trisha, you rock. Thank you for getting in.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Laser 103.3, playing everything that rocks. What are the questions on the Facebook page you want to jump in and answer there? You can, or 515-244-1033. Fill in the blank. Kids today will never believe blank. From the text line, kids today will never believe that phones used to have cords. And do you remember when you got the really long phone cord? Like, you had the standard phone cord that was like 4 feet long or 3 feet long or whatever. But did anybody ever have the retractable one that went like 30 feet that you could take into another room, or the really long spirally one that you would walk in the other room or in the bathroom or whatever when you needed to speak it to somebody in private? Kids will never, ever get that. 515-244-1033. Laser, who's this?
I'm Ariel.
What up, hillbilly?
Oh, I just, your question this morning, I started thinking,
That's trouble.
You used to have to go outside and play no matter what it was doing.
Kids today will never understand that your mom and dad just said, go outside and don't come back in.
Yeah, until the streetlights came on.
Now it's like, go outside, but only if I can see you, and then for like 20 minutes, and then come back inside and get on your tablet.
Yep, I mean, we grew up in Michigan, how that is.
Cold.
And it's like, mom, it's 10 degrees. Well, bundle up.
Yep, put on an extra hat.
Mom, it's raining. Well, you're going to get wet, you know.
Put on a slicker. Grab an umbrella. Go jump in puddles. Get out of the house.
Exactly. It's exactly what they said. Word for word.
Hillbilly, you rock, man. Good to hear from you.
Later, bye.
Laser, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, what's up, bro? Fill in the blank. Kids will never believe blank.
You maybe remember this, but I remember back in the day when the WWF was on Saturday nights, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people a lot younger may not remember, but I
Oh, no. It's all now it's only Monday, Friday, and then all the 97 pay-per-views. But there used to be a Saturday night show as well. I remember when Monday Night Raw first happened, and it was mind-blowing that we got a Monday night wrestling show. I loved it.
Yep. It was that way for like a year or two before they started going to other places.
I think it was called Saturday Night Main Event.
I think there was a Saturday morning one, but I remember a Sunday morning.
Saturday morning was made for GLOW, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, if I remember correctly. Sean, good to hear from you, buddy. Be safe.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Alexander,
kids today will never believe blank.
All the phones in the house used to be connected.
You pick up one, if somebody was on it, you listen to that call, or they yelled at you to hang it up, and there's a real good shot that phone was connected to the computer.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And it made that sweet dial-up sound. We should find young people today and just play that sound for them and see if they know what it actually is. Appreciate you calling, Alexander.
Thank you.
Laser, who's this?
Zach,
what is something that kids today will never believe?
Dial-up internet.
There it is again! And how it might interrupt a phone call, or God forbid you picked up the phone and somebody was already online.
Or whenever your parents got mad because you were using it and they were expecting an important phone call and they missed it because you were on it.
But if you had enough hours from AOL, you had 50,000 hours to use in a month.
Yep. Between that and waiting until 9 o'clock to get free phone calls.
Yes, the old 9 p.m. I'll call you after 9, or then it became a call you after 8. And that, yes, I love that. Thanks, Zach. Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Eastside Terry.
Terry. Oh, boy. Kids today will never believe blank.
Well, when we was kids, you know, they had a drive-in across Highway 59 when I lived down in Texas.
Sure.
And you could get in for 50 cents, but you could get in on a carload for $2. As long as most of your body was inside the car, it counted.
Most of.
We had people hanging out the trunk, you know, everything.
Most of your body, as long as most of your body was inside.
Yeah.
And Terry, you're little, so I'm guessing you fit in the trunk pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
They probably put you in the glove box.
Probably a couple of times. Sat in the floorboard a couple of times.
You're great, Terry. Thank you for calling.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicked.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.